As a prelude to the Lenten season, this gospel invites us to conversion, a conversion that is profoundly personal, a conversion that the Lord teaches through three questions that get to the heart of the gospel, the center of his teachings. They all make us think about how important examples are, along with procuring an exemplary life for others. The purpose and mission of our Lord Jesus Christ is to change the world. But he wants each one of us personally to begin the process of global transformation through our own personal conversion and transformation right now. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? Sure, Jesus wants us to help one another to see clearly, but he knows that we cannot help others when we ourselves are in a far worse condition. We experience sometimes that it is easier for us to misjudge others and difficult to be impartial in giving good judgment. So our judgment of others is usually off the mark because we can't see the inside of the others, or we don't have access to all the facts, or we are swayed by instinct and unreasoning reactions to people. So it is really easier to find fault in others than in ourselves, in oneself. This evening, we are reminded that a critical and judgmental spirit crushes rather than heals, oppresses rather than restores, repels rather than attracts. We know that, but we often prefer to stay slaves of our bad passions. And the worst of our bad passions is to speak badly about somebody. So, according to Jesus, we are blind and need to remove the wooden beam in our own eye before we can help anyone. The problem is that we do not realize we have a wooden beam in our eye. We are blind and don't know it. We think we can see and insist that we alone can help others to see. But we are the blind leading the blind. So Jesus calls us to reflect upon our own condition, our own sinfulness, our own blindness. His questions can lead us from self-righteousness to humility, from judging others to apologizing to others, from domination to service, from condemnation to compassion, from sin to grace, from violence to non-violence. Yes, from also resentment to reconciliation, and finally, from blindness to vision. But this implies that each one of us individually dedicate himself to reforming his life. humbling his egos, apologizing for his mistakes, and deepening his faith and love. On another point, we heard Jesus saying that people do not pick figs from thorns bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. Why does he set figs and grapes over against thorns and brambles? The fig tree was the favorite of all trees of the people of Palestine. It symbolized fertility, peace, and prosperity, figs. And grapes, likewise, produced wine, the symbol of joy. Thorns and brambles were only good for burning as fuel for the fire. So by stating that people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles, Jesus shows clearly that we know a tree by its fruit. Likewise, a person will produce good or bad fruit depending on what is sown in his heart. It is Charles Reid, an English novelist of the 19th, who wrote, "Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny." Yes, character, like fruit, doesn't grow overnight. It takes a lifetime. So Jesus connects soundness with good fruit. Something is sound when it is free from defect, decay, or disease, and is healthy. Good fruit is the result of sound living, living according to moral truth and upright character. Hence, how do we avoid bad fruit in our lives? By being true. True to God. True to his word. And the grace and help he gives us, so we can turn away from evil and wrongdoing. And that takes character. Those who are true to God know that their strength lies not in themselves, but in God, who supplies us everything we need to live as his disciples. Yes, brothers and sisters, the Lord strengthens us with the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit, with faith, hope, and love, justice, prudence, fortitude, and temperance. And we grow in godly character through exercising the gifts and strength which God supplies. So, do you want to bear good fruit in your daily life? Allow the Holy Spirit to train you in godliness and the wisdom to distinguish good fruit from bad fruit. Finally, to conclude, I would like to remember that this gospel passage belongs to Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, according to Luke According to St. Matthew, the sermon was on a mount. For Luke, it is on the plain. And the purpose of his sermon is to form his disciples. So they, in turn, will be able to guide and to teach others. The spirituality Jesus is teaching is not just meant for the enlightenment and behavior of the individual. God's love is effective. It produces good fruits for the benefit of others. So we have never to forget that the good we do becomes a way to spread the faith to others. The good we do every day becomes a way to spread faith to others. Jesus sends us to be witnesses to the faith we profess, to practice what we teach and preach. All his words today show his concern for the integrity and quality of our lives. His concern. We cannot, he says, teach others if we ourselves are not witnesses to what we teach. Indeed, are we good listeners? Are we good disciples? Perhaps we need to pay attention to what those closest to us tell us about the quality of our compassion, patience, and docility. Are we people of justice, sensitive and responsive to the least? So, when we claim to accept Jesus' teachings, let us do our best to reflect them by the fruit of our lives so that we can love as he loves, serve as he serves, we can see as he sees, think as he thinks, forgive as he forgives, and act publicly for justice and peace as he does. In this sense, I will invite at the end of the Mass the president of the social justice group of this parish to give a speak to us about their work and what they plan to do with us in this parish. Dear Father God, give us the humility which realizes its ignorance, admits its mistakes, recognizes its needs, welcomes advice, accepts rebuke. Help us always to praise rather than to criticize. Help us always to sympathize rather than to discourage. Help us always to build rather than to destroy, and to think of people at their best rather than at their worst. This we ask you, our Lord Jesus, who is living and reign in our hearts today, forever and ever. Amen.